Hello and welcome to All Wrong Answers with Jamie and Ben, the podcast where we ask each other questions that make us and all of you uncomfortable. I'm Ben.
And I'm Jamie. Let's go ahead and get started. Now, before we dive into our questions, we did have some research that we needed to do based on episode one. We had some questions from the questions, and we did a little bit of research. So one of them was, can a man without balls still have an orgasm? And Ben, what did you find out?
Yeah. So quick Goog search and a response from Reddit says that a man without balls can, in fact, still ejaculate. But the semen will contain no sperm. So semen is not produced in the balls, which I did not know.
Yeah, so semen and sperm are not the same thing.
Correct.
Good Lord.
Semen is the lubricant that carries the sperm. But if you have no balls, you can still produce semen, just...
Hence the term shooting blanks?
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Now, our other question had to do with a great white shark. And so we understood how long it was, but we wanted to know how tall it was. Is that the right way to say it?
Yep.
So if it's swimming, what is the height?
Bottom fin to top fin.
Yeah. And what did you find out?
Oh, the average... Great white shark is approximately 5 feet in depth.
Yeah, so like if a shark was like swimming towards me on the ground and I was standing on the ground, I'd have 5 inches of height on it.
Nice.
Right?
Yep.
I could take it.
Correct.
Totally.
So in a 7-foot pool, I still don't think that gives it enough space to effectively fight off a polar bear.
Yeah, especially if it's starving.
In my opinion. Am I honest?
Got it. IMHO. Cool. All right. Well, are we ready for some questions?
Yep.
Are you ready to sweat? Oh.
What
are
you doing?
Hang on. I think you put those in wrong. Because
no.
I already have that one. I'm just going to draw from the middle.
No, these are
okay. Nice. If you had to choose one movie series and one TV series.
You didn't read this one. Idiot.
To watch because it was boring. I skipped it. If you had to choose one movie series and one TV series to watch for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
Movie series?
So you get both. You get both a movie series and a TV series.
Okay. Movie series, I'd probably choose Harry Potter. TV series, I'd probably go The Shield.
Really?
Yep.
Did you finish The Shield?
Da, 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 da.
Did twice. You finish it?
Yep, I've seen it twice now.
Because I haven't finished it, right?
Right. You have like 6 or 7 episodes left.
Yeah.
What about you?
TV series or movie series, I would say Harry Potter, except for the first 2 movies I don't really like a lot. And so I think I would go with Lord of the Rings, and then maybe I could like loop in like The Hobbit.
What a nerd.
Okay.
What a nerd.
Could it, but yeah, I think those are all one and the same. So
Hobbit / Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. And then TV series, gosh, that's tough because I could see wanting to choose like a 1-hour procedural.
Yeah.
To get, have a little more, I don't know. I think I would have to go with like Friends or Modern Family, just something that makes you feel good if you're only going to get one. You can seriously... watch Chick Lists just for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Looks like my dad, kind of.
No, he does not. That is that is offensive to your dad.
All right, moving on. Would you bet on all 1 seeds beating 16 seeds in March Madness if winning got you $1 million, but if you lose, you get shot in the face?
I don't understand that. You just...
Okay,
spoke
so in
me.
March Madness, there's 4 number one teams, and there's 6-4...
Like at the end?
No, like at the beginning.
Okay.
So the 4 best teams in the nation.
Oh, like Villanova and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so the very first round, they play number 16 seeds, which are, you know...
The worst.
Usually the worst of the tournament. So would if you had to make... Or if you made a bet that all 4 of the number ones would win, you get $1 million, but if you lose, then you get shot in the face.
No, because that never happens, right?
It happens more.
Wait, what? So wait,
all four
number ones would then be the
would advance in to the four? Next round.
Just into the next round?
Yeah.
Oh crap! Nope. I'm still gonna say no. I don't want to get shot in the face if I'm wrong.
So you're gonna walk away from $1 million?
I'm gonna walk away from $1 million. And be a widow. Wait.
Well, yeah.
Why are you gonna? Because you
would
take it.
$1 million.
Really?
Yeah. I'll take the bet with the odds in my favor that all four would win, and I'd have $1 million. And if I lost, then I'd just be shot in the face, and
I'd collect that sweet insurance money.
Yeah, it's not $1 million.
I think it's more too if you get murdered, though.
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
Do they gotta sign like a waiver?
We should check that out. We should check that out. You might want to just up your insurance game.
Why don't you just grab a few of them?
Why don't you mind your business? Are you guys ready? How long would it take? Oh, this is disgusting. How long would it take you to eat your own body weight in hot dogs?
How much does a single hot dog weigh? I'm assuming no buns, right?
Right. Yeah, let's just say all wiener.
So, I don't know, what do you think, like
I have six no
hot
idea.
Dogs for a pound?
Sure. Like, I don't think you could do it before having a heart attack.
I could probably eat, I think I could do it in a year.
How many, oh. I was it. Thinking like hours.
I could do it in,
sure.
I could do it in 1 year. I could do like 1 to 2 pounds of hot dog. A day.
What does that work out? A day?
Yep. And that would be less than a year. That would be like...
Oh, good God. Yeah, I would have to do like...
It'd be like
3 years.
8 months or something like that. 7 months.
Dude, that lovely sound that you're hearing is our very masculine and very brave dog, Arlo. You haven't heard from Scout because she's a good girl. I think I would have to say it would take me 2 years.
2 years to eat your body weight in hot dogs? I think you're underestimating yourself.
You think is that a fat joke or?
No, I think you could, I think it wouldn't take you that long.
But I don't want to eat a pound. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I could do it, but do I want to eat a pound of hot dogs a day?
Could you eat 2 pounds of hot dogs a week?
No, I don't even turkey. No,
it's
no.
52 weeks in a year.
I'm over this. This is so terrible.
All right, I'm saying less than 10 months is my answer.
Wait, what are those, how many, so I was thinking this was like how many hours it would take you to eat your body weight. What are those hot dog eating contest guys? Like, what do they eat, like 40?
Yeah, something like that.
So how many pounds of hot dogs does that mean?
That's the big question. Ugh. So that's the takeaway for next week is.
And they do buns.
How much does a hot dog weigh?
Sans bun.
Right, no bun.
Okay.
All right. Next question. I don't know if I know who this person is, so you might have to help me. But
okay.
Would you rather fight a kangaroo or look like Sam Castle?
Sam Castle?
C-A-S-S-E-L-L.
I don't know who that is.
Well,
look it up. Look it up on your phone, and we'll think about the kangaroo. So I don't want to fight a kangaroo because those things are fierce. They're like 6 feet tall, right?
I think so.
And they're jacked. Like, I've seen some photos on the internet.
Oh, he's a basketball player. Yeah, he's not handsome.
Let me see. Oh,
Sam
Cassell, bless him.
I think is how you say it. He's an NBA basketball player.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd fight the kangaroo.
Not a handsome man. Babe, if
no
you fought the
Sam.
Kangaroo, you'd probably die.
I don't know. I saw that one guy punch that kangaroo in the face.
With the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I think Ben and I would make a really odd pair if he looked like him and I looked like Sam Castle, so.
We wouldn't be together.
I'll get punched in the face by a kangaroo, I guess.
All right, your turn.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Okay, this one is deep.
Let's hear it.
Waffles or pancakes?
I prefer a waffle over a pancake. I like the little each little square having a little bit of butter and syrup in it.
Yeah. Do you fill each square with syrup, like, as you go?
I don't like to the brim, but I like to have each bite for sure to have syrup on it, so.
I think I prefer pancakes. Syrup, or waffles just feel too thick.
We're so incompatible.
I know. God, you're the Sam Castle of breakfast foods.
It might be Cassell. I don't know how you pronounce it.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Ooh, the age-old question. Bacon or sausage?
We've just taken a weird. I do want to circle back. 52% of Barstool readers chose waffles. Oh, yeah. So
we should probably also, 82% of Barstool readers chose the kangaroo.
How many? 82?
82.
Oh, I feel so bad for that guy.
Yeah, he's a millionaire.
Is he still alive? Or is he?
Yeah, he played in the NBA for like 10 years. So that's a lot of money he made.
Did he get punched in the face by a kangaroo?
As a baby? Maybe. I don't know. Like when their bones are still soft and, you know, forming. Just a kangaroo just punched him right in the face.
I want to know about his mom's birth plans. Like,
I don't think it was vaginal. It might have been an anal.
That's not a thing. Okay.
All right. Bacon or sausage?
Bacon.
Same, yeah. And also 73% of Barstool readers said bacon.
Said bacon?
Yeah. I mean, bacon is so versatile, you know?
You can really put it in anything.
Burgers.
Okay.
Sandwiches. You can put it on sandwiches.
Cupcakes. I've heard of bacon-topped cupcakes.
Donuts.
Yeah.
So you don't see sausage on anything like that.
No.
So.
Yeah. You sure don't. Okay, one more.
One
Is
more
it me?
Each. Yep.
Okay. Oh, got it. What's better, being a cowboy or being a pirate?
I would say pirate because I love me some ocean water, and I think
and rum
and the sea spray. I think I'd be an excellent pirate.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would absolutely rather be a pirate.
You like horses, though. You ride around on a horse.
Yeah,
all
but
the time.
I hate racists.
Are cowboy races?
I mean, aren't they all in Texas?
I mean, I'm sure there's cowboys outside of Texas, like in Colorado.
Okay, you're right. That was wrong of me. I'll issue a retraction next week. But yeah, being a pirate, the rum, the ocean breeze,
pillaging,
get to
the
see
rape.
dolphins. Oh, dear, Ben.
Yeah. All attractive. All pros in my book.
Okay, you have the last one. Bring us home. Make it a good one. If it's a bad one, put it back. If it's about breakfast food, please put it back.
It's not about breakfast food. Would you go to a football game at a 70,000 seat stadium if you knew that 500 seats would get ejected into a black hole, but everyone who didn't get ejected would get $5 million? So you essentially, you're going to Kinnick Stadium. You're sitting down. And there there's 500 people who are going to get ejected.
And you don't, like, you could be one of them. You don't know.
You could be one of them. But if you're not, you get $5
million. But either way, I have to watch a football game. I'd rather get ejected into space. Just kidding. No, I'm not a gambler, babe.
You wouldn't go at
all? No, I don't think so. I don't want to go to a black hole. That would be so scary. That's one of my, like, top five biggest fears.
Is it
like,
sucked into a black hole?
Sucked into a black hole.
Oh, man, how do you get through the day?
I wear heavy shoes.
When you're walking around and you're just like, oh, crap, around this corner could be a black hole in this alley.
You don't ever think about that.
I've got to go change my laundry. What if a black hole just opens up and swallows me? No, I don't think about black holes.
Because don't they just open up, though? Like, don't they?
In space.
Yeah, and they get to suck up Earth. Yeah,
then we're all done.
Exactly.
You could have had $5 million. Play with before you get sucked
up. So obviously you would choose.
Yeah, I'd go to the game.
And it's just a Kinnick specific black hole for those 500 people.
Well, I was giving you a point of reference.
Well, right.
Kinnick
holds
about 71,000 people. So.
Okay. So again, you're dead.
Or
I get that sweet insurance money. I wonder what.
There's probably a clause that says black holes.
No black holes
covered. Yeah.
If you gamble with your life. We're not going to cover your...
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we've got a couple of things to think about for next time.
Yep. So what are our
We need to know, how much does a hot dog weigh?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And how are black holes formed?
I don't think anybody knows that.
I'm going to get to the bottom of it by the time we do our next recording.
You're really writing that down.
How are black holes?
All right. Well, if you guys have any questions, you know how to get a hold of us. Email us at allwrongwithjamieandben@gmail.com.
That's jamieandben@gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Yeah, see you next time.